it would be very easy for me to come on here and say this is an absolute brilliant, fantastic news story that 600 plus thousand of taxpayers' money has been allocated to our islands. But the stark reality here is that 600,000, and if you were to double it or treble it, it still wouldn't be anywhere near what we need to actually bring some of the infrastructure on our islands to a place which would be possibly acceptable to the islanders and myself as a councillor that represents the islands. We do work constantly in relation to the roads, infrastructure, piers and harbours on islands, and the department isn't given the funding that we need, nowhere near it. We have a fishing industry that has been absolutely crippled by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's policy, supported by those here in Donegal as well. And we need to do what we can do to upgrade the piers and harbours that are needed. There are some piers and harbours there that need extensions to the piers to allow for some of the new boats and for the other fishing community that has been consistently there for many a generation to thrive, or to at least try to put some food on the table. But the reality here is we're not just getting the funding we need. We also have the infrastructure in terms of our roads that we haven't got the funding that we need, both on our islands and the mainland as well.
But you don't believe, in terms of what was applied for, that this funding matches up?
Some of the things that have been applied for hasn't been funded. I spent the day today back and forth with the department discussing this, and I'm glad that we've agreed to meet in the next week or two to look at some of the things that weren't funded, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. But the reality is that our piers and harbours have been neglected over many, many years. Now, there are some positives, I suppose, and it'd be wrong for me not to say that there isn't. If you look at Inishmen, the new steps that we've been working on for this last while, because the other steps were made that were very unsafe, that's a very positive. The new slip in Alchaharan that we badly need to cover over where the ferry services are. But there's so much more that we really badly need to do and to invest in just to bring it up to basics. But it just isn't happening. And for the minister to come out and sugarcoat this as a very positive story in terms of they're doing everything for the islands, that's misleading to our community. What we need is for the minister to come up to Donegal, meet what those who represent the islands and also the island community, to sit down, to visit, to see what needs to be done. We have a situation here where we have the smaller islands who are gems of the crown, and the government's very happy to brochure them, to put their pictures into tourist brochures and to turn around and say how lucky we have, how we are to have the likes of Inishbofin and Nuwaya and Inishmen and Inishutter and Gola and Inishfree and all these fantastic Inishvicadoran islands. But yet when it comes to funding them, we're not stepping up to the mark or nowhere near it. And the idea that Gola and other islands like Inishbofin or Inishvicadoran isn't getting the cut off the pie that is badly needed just to bring it to the basics is not acceptable. And what it does is that they use their pictures, they use the photo opportunities for their own self-interest and leave us behind.